have been able to hold La République de Cameroun spellbound from having full control of our territory. But we think that going forward, we should be able to begin to take and hold territories. That will be the project that I hope to embark upon. It's also very important to note that this war has been fought largely for the past 6 years in Amazonia. If we call it war, war should have collateral damage. The damage, as you know, has largely been done in our territory. We want to see that citizens of La République du Cameroun feel a pinch of the pain that Amazonians have felt for the past 6 years.
If I'm not mistaken, Chris, the last time your movement had, I think, two or three different presidents now. How do you go about injecting new beginning in an organization that some people say is fluttering?
Well, James, I would not want to say there are other presidents or leaders out there, except you mean of other factions other than the interim government of Amazonia. As far as this interim government is concerned, there is only one leader, one president, and you are speaking to him now.
Right now, it seems that your support among the people is not as strong as before.
There is no doubt we have so many of our people who are disgruntled and are taken to the sidelines, but I can assure you the reason I am at this moment, at this point in time, is because I see the need for everyone who has been disappointed, who have been disgruntled, alienated, to bring all of them back. That is one mission that I hope to take out there to our people. But I will also add that the overwhelming population of Amazonia is together for this war. And I think when they see good leadership, they will definitely rush to fall behind it with your support. So I see that coming.
The reason I asked the question, because at some point you had been accused by the people of being responsible for closing schools when students are supposed to be in school and for kidnapping other people. That's why I'm asking whether you still have the support of the people.
James, we have the support of the people. There is no doubt about that. Even relating to the school subject, we still have the support of the people. Every decision we took then was for the interest of the same people. And let me say this about the school policy. Of course, we agree that from the onset, we shut down school. That we are going to revise the school policy in the days ahead. We don't know how long this war is going to last. So what we are thinking right now is to open up community and private institutions for regular schooling. So parents will be advised to send their children to community and private schools anywhere in Amazonia, but anything government school, we will shut it down.
Thank you so much again, Chris, and congratulations.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you, Jen.